When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired a monster truck driver to deliver pizza.
And the neighbors are going wild. You can hear that engine from a mile away, Fran.
And he's foregoing the driveway and heading right up the lawn and over the azaleas. What a power move.
But if you've got an insurance question, you can always count on your local GEICO agent. They can bundle your policies, which could save you hundreds.
With 6-foot tires and a roll cage, this pizza guy could quite literally crush the competition.
For expert help with all your insurance needs, visit geico.com/local today.
¿Quieres saber un secreto? Ahorrar para el futuro no es tan difícil. Travis Credit Union lo hace más fácil. Abre una cuenta del mercado monetario Jumpstart para ganar la tasa más alta con el saldo más bajo. Es una manera rápida de ahorrar y un camino seguro hacia tu propio futuro. ¿No es inteligente? Más información en traviscu.org/jumpstart. Pueden aplicar calificaciones de membresía y otros requisitos. Asegurado a nivel federal por NCUA.
Me and AU, Episode 5. Everything's cool. Hey, Kate, are you watching Selkirk?
What?
It's Selkirk, right? That TV show you're obsessed with?
Obsessed is a strong word. Why? What do you want to know?
I caught most of an episode last night. Turns out my mom's been recording it for weeks. So it's good, huh?
I mean, yeah, like it. Did you like what you saw?
Yeah, it seems cool. Do you know what that gremlin thing running around during the memory extraction stuff was supposed to be, though? Because nobody at my place had any idea.
I gotta go clock in, but then, just how deep on theories do you want to get?
How deep can we go?
I'll be right back. I know you think you know what happened after that, but I want it on the record. I kept it very cool.
So your friend's been keeping track of the phases of the moon in every episode?
And the Garrett is a secret werewolf theory happens to be very cool. I mean, she's not keeping track that closely. She doesn't have a chart or anything. It's just something she noticed.
No, it's cool. I wouldn't have caught that on my own.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to actually watch more than one episode first, which you should. I think you'd really like it.
Don't tell me if the werewolf thing is true before I catch up, okay? I hate spoilers.
You just got me to tell you half the plot of, like, 5 episodes.
Yeah?
Dude.
Hey, now I'm invested.
Right, yeah.
Sorry, is that my drink?
Oh, sorry, yes. oh my gosh, so sorry. Here you go.
By the time we'd made it past the mid-morning rush, the lunch rush, and the post-lunch energy crash rush, and it was finally my turn for a break, I'd forgotten about the post I'd made that morning. That's the thing about vent posts, why they work. You make them, you feel all the things, you delete them, and they're gone. Brain exorcism accomplished. Only, I'd forgotten to delete this one for like 5 hours. Which I realized when I opened my phone and the mobile app I'd been fighting finally reloaded with 7 new notes and a notification somebody had tagged me in a post.
I was going to try to get this up on the weekend, but I had enough time to take a real lunch break today, and one of my favorite Selkirk fandom people, A Cunning Plan, seems like they could use a pick-me-up. Hope this makes you smile. On the Rise, Chapter 2.
You know that feeling when your stomach just drops out of your body and all the color drains out of the universe for a couple seconds? Yeah, that. A few other people had liked my post. One person replied with a sad face, and one of the new fans I didn't really know yet replied with, same. That felt like something I should check up on later, but only after I'd finally hit delete and decided that crawling into a floor drain to live in the underground forever wasn't going to be a good plan. There's a lot of rotting milk down there. Just a lot. So, plan B.
New text post on Wednesday, June 3rd.
Guys, big news! One of my coworkers started watching Selkirk. Yes, they're on Team Secret Werewolf now. Please be impressed by my outreach effort. Also, if that coworker came to a closing shift last week with huge pupils, it's not making too many assumptions to ask their thoughts on the whole magical fey pot thing, right? Gotta get those answers somehow.
New private message to user Hella Enchanted.
Hey Ella, my break today is super short, so I didn't really get a chance to read the new chapter yet, but I am so ready for how much Tony is gonna freak out about Garrett being a werewolf. Sorry not sorry for how many all caps reactions I'm gonna send you once I get out of here for the day. Seriously, thank you so much. And hey, don't worry about that post earlier. It was just a vent thing. It wasn't even supposed to stay up that long. It's actually a pretty okay day over here. I didn't even shoot coffee grounds anywhere weird this time. Hope you're having a good day too. A real lunch break sounds like it's gotta be a good start. Anyway, can't wait to read the fic. Enjoy your quiet inbox while you can. Kate.
I'm glad you're feeling better. Consider the fic a bonus, and I'll look forward to you blowing up my inbox whenever you're ready. It's payback, honestly, because if I didn't think there might be a keylogger on my work computer, I'd have sent you at least as many anguished messages about Garrett and Tony talking over the curse / their feelings, which you have to write, because I do not have the time and I need it in my life. It would be so sad and so good, Kate. Please.
Hey, home now. So, how ridiculous is it if I made popcorn before starting this chapter?
One? Popcorn is objectively delicious. Excellent decision, not ridiculous. Two, I really want popcorn now. Why is it almost 10 p.m. here?
Ella, never let things like bedtime and reasonable hours stand in the way of snacks. Also, oh my god, I'm only 2 paragraphs into this, and I am already so concerned for Garrett. You monster! My mom is so going to come in here and ask me why I'm shouting at the computer again.
Oh, good. My plan is working. By the way, you're a really bad influence. At least when I'm falling asleep tomorrow at my keyboard, I'll have the memory of how good this popcorn tasted to comfort me.
Ella, you are under arrest. Go directly to jail. Ugh, do not pass go. What do you do for work, anyway? I feel like I rant about coffee hell all the time, but I've never heard anything about your job.
Are you at that part already? You read fast. I only started this job a month ago, so I can't complain about it yet. I write help manuals for people who want to control their light bulbs or their coffee pot from their phone, but can't get it to work. It's a lot of finding different ways to say, "Have you tried turning your phone and/or your device off and on again?" But the next time my dad buys something like this, I'll know how to help him set it up.
Wow. So you're like, actually a real adult job haver, huh? How is that?
Temporary, in my case. I'm saving up to go back for grad school. How's your popcorn?
Oh, shit. The popcorn is gone, and I don't remember eating any of it. Ella, your fix too good. You owe me popcorn.
As soon as I figure out how to send popcorn through Wi-Fi, it's all yours. On that note, sorry to cut this short, but I really should get some sleep. I'll talk to you later. Let me know what you think of the end of the chapter.
Ella, you can't end that chapter there. Ella! Ugh, Ella, how dare you? Okay, fine. I am writing that Tony and Garrett conversation because there needs to be payback for this. You must suffer as I am suffering. Seriously, though, thank you so much. Sleep tight.
Me and AU is a Procyon Podcast Network production. You can find transcripts for every episode of the show, as well as information about our other podcasts at procyonpodcasts.com.
The voice of Kate is Philomena.
The voice of Stuart is Puck Malamud.
The voice of Ella is Alisa Park.
We've got a bunch of new patrons to thank this week. I want to send a big thank you from the cast and crew to Trina and Chris, Kim Void, Miriam McFall, and Lindsay Chalice, as well as everyone else who supported the show at a lower tier. If you want to join them and also get access to our Patreon-exclusive miniseries On the Rise, which is starting next week, you can go to patreon.com/meandau. This episode was written and produced by Andrea Clausen, with sound design by Aaron Bauman. Our theme song is by Samantha Jean Rivers, logo by Alex Yoon. Find us on Twitter and Tumblr at meandaupod.
Hey, kiddo, how was the hill? Did you learn anything?
Yeah, that ripping pow induces spontaneous joy.
The Icon Pass lets you do you at 50 destinations worldwide from $249 adult. Drop in for next winter now and save at iconpass.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hi, folks. Let me see if I can sum up Midnight Burger in about 25 seconds.
Really big monster!
Zero irony.
Pardon me, Gloria. Might my husband and I have a word?
The radio is talking to me.
So this is how it ends. Eaten by wolves in space.
There's a pocket dimension in the deep freeze.
This is the stupidest dystopia we've ever been to.
What the hell is that?
Because you're having a cigarette? In 415 million BC.
Where are we?
Space.
Can you narrow that down?
The bad part?
Ava.
Yeah, that didn't work at all. At the nexus of all things, there is a diner. Look for Midnight Burger on your favorite podcasting app or just go to weopenat6.com.